published this in my blog. And he argued that... And you argued that it will come to predominate, but the motion doesn't say it will be superior or dominant, it just says it will be recognised. So we say that in 10 years' time, for it to be true, then what you want to do is to be able to put your online work in for a promotion piece. And I don't think that's too much of a stretch of an imagination in 10 years' time. A plenty of universities are doing that already. They have digital scholarship guidelines for promotion and tenure. About the Conservative network, there is some element of that. I think that's true, but it's also a very weak network. So we've seen, for instance, how PLOS, the Public Library of Science, has really changed publishing really rapidly over the past couple of years. And it's really got publishers thinking about what they need to do. It's not just about the journal article and making it open access, but it's about applying metrics on top of that. It's about feeding in all the kind of social media data. So it's kind of a real ripple-out effect. And we've seen this in other industries. Once you kind of weaken it, then things fall apart very quickly. You know, who would have predicted that, you know, that a computer company would be the global record server, you know, music company in a few years' time? About the kind of ICT and education, I assume that we haven't seen much change. But then again, you could get promotion there based on your e-learning work. That wouldn't be an unusual thing to do. So, to sum up, Saul Bellow, the great American novelist, has a quote that says, there's no accuracy of suppression. You hold down one thing, you hold down the adjoining. I think the reverse is also true. If you liberate one thing, then you liberate the adjoining, and we're going to see this kind of spreading activation effect.